Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
Now, if you want to know about what's happening in the digital media space, there's places you can look online, and one of them that you should definitely check out is John Federico's On Digital Media. Tell us a little bit about what it is that you talk about on your show.
Well, Jake, On Digital Media was is what we jokingly call lunch talk. It was myself and a colleague of mine, Shailen Simmons, and as well as another friend, Ken Gelman. And we found that the three of us just really liked to talk shop a lot over lunch. And so we said, you know, if we just added a microphone to this conversation, it could be a very interesting content. So we didn't actually bring a microphone to lunch, but what we did do is start a podcast called On Digital Media. We get together, you know, one night a week. We crack open a bottle of wine as three friends, and we talk shop. We address all types of business models, basically all the happenings in digital media. So that would be anything from podcasting, of course, to streaming media, the adoption of digital audio and streaming by major networks, how digital media impacts print and all existing and the existing status quo. So it really runs the gamut. The three of us have been involved in digital media for years. Shailen worked at was one of the first employees at Wired. And I've been in digital media since 94. So, you know, we've seen companies grow and companies die and business models come and go. And, we think it provides an interesting perspective.
Now, give us a setup. I mean, you said you've done work in the digital media space for a long time. But give us a setup. What makes you three the experts over a bottle of Cabernet?
Or Zinfandel sometimes. But, I think it's that, we're not media. We're not beholden to advertisers. It's a side project. We never talk about quote unquote work. Although a lot of people, of course, just by doing a Google search, know where we work, but we never discuss it. We've got just as much experience as anyone in the digital media space. Are we experts in every area? No, of course not. Are we thought leaders? Sometimes. Sometimes we drag behind, but we think it makes for interesting content, interesting discussion.
Probably depends on how many bottles of wine you've had, whether you're leading the thought or the thought is leading you.
Actually, on the last show, yeah, we made the mistake of opening a second bottle of wine after the first, and I had to do some editing after that, yeah.
So you said you've been involved in the digital media space since 1994. I mean, I'm going to bring in the name of the company that you work for here only because it provides context, and you work for Audible now. Is that where you've been since 1994, or how did you come up through the digital media ranks?
I started, interestingly enough, at a company called MarketSource, which was the country's largest college marketer back in 1994. There is a funny story. So I was there because MarketSource wanted to start a college movie network delivered via satellite. And after being there a while, I did some more research and really found out that there wasn't really a market there, at least not without a significant investment. So after quickly realizing that I just put myself out of a job, I said, you know what, let me tell you about this thing called the internet. And I introduced them to Netscape 0.9 and demonstrated how this could be used as a way to reach college students, which is something that they are the masters at already, given that they're on college campuses and they have all of this channel toward reaching college students, and they took to it, and so that's kind of where I was in the right place at the right time with the right attitude, and I was able to kind of take that company and move it into the interactive space. After that, I've worked for companies like New Jersey Online, which was a division of Advanced Publications. I've headed customer acquisition and retention at companies like Mama Media. And actually, for 5 years prior to Audible, I was an independent consultant. You hear about these consultants that suddenly get jobs. They have those stories. I have one of those stories. Audible was my last client, and they asked me to asked me if I wanted to start a business unit there. And here I am.
So what are like two or three emerging trends that you see going on in the digital media space right now? I mean, we know podcasting and video blogging is hot, but what's next?
I think the term podcasting and video blogging and streaming and all this stuff is just going to have a new phraseology, a new language. It's all media over IP. And so, you know, there was a discussion we had recently here at the Podcast Expo where people were trying to define a podcast and how surveys were done, or how the term podcast was used in doing research or primary research. And the reality is that when it's all delivered over IP and the speed of the download on your EVDO telephone is faster than the DSL connection in your house, and Apple produces something like ITV where you can download content to the television, you know, the lines just blur. And I think it's that blurring that's what's freaking out a lot of, you know, the status quo, is that things can't be put in individual silos anymore. It's all just it's all media, it's all digital, and it's all rivalrous. The TV is competing for your time just as much as podcasting and reading blogs and all of that is competing for your time. So I think that it's going to be that blurring that's going to change the landscape completely.
So do the names actually matter? I mean, like, Leo Laporte's throwing out that we need to have a new name. Maybe Netcast instead of podcast is what he's proposing. Do names really matter?
I don't think so. I think that, you know, in order for a trend to... there are lots of things to help have trends adopted. So a catchy name is one of them, right? And so, you know, the name podcast was coined and you know what? It just worked. I don't think the name really matters. I think what's going to matter here are the business models. So you're either going to freely distribute content and have it ad-supported. And as long as there's an audience and the measurement of that audience is meaningful, I think that that's all. You can call it whatever you want. And then on the flip side, of course, there will be some people who will charge for content. And again, as long as the unit sales, you know, make sense and they can make a profit on it, they can call it whatever they want. So I think the name is irrelevant. But again, the cool sounding name will help Middle America, you know, adopt it because they'll feel like they're part of this new interesting club.
What about making money? I mean, that's one of the things that people want to know about. I mean, I spoke at a session today about converting free subscribers into paying customers. What do you think about people trying to turn a podcast or a video blog into a business? Can a podcast be a business by itself, or does it need something more?
You know, that's a very interesting question, only in the sense it kind of plays into what I spoke about just a moment ago, which is the blurring of the lines. It's really difficult, I think, to be a TV company, right, or a TV broadcaster or a radio broadcaster or a newspaper company or just a website, a media website. You need to be a media company, and that means multimedia. So, yeah, I think some podcasts will probably be very successful on their own, but I think that it's the synergy between media that's going to allow people to have real success with this. So, you know, a couple of things come to mind. For instance, Tim Berkwin produces Endurance Planet. It's a podcast, but he also streams it, and he has a newsletter, and there's a website, and he monetizes it every step of the way. And I'm sure I can think of 100 others. Like maybe Chris Perillo, right? Who, you know, if there's an audience to be monetized, Chris will find a way to do it. So anyone who stays focused solely on a specific medium, especially as the lines blur, I think is going to have a harder time in offering something that both consumers and advertisers want.
So is the magic model advertising? Is the magic model subscriptions? How am I going to get rich podcasting?
There's no magic model. Audiences will be monetized. It's that simple. And so if you have broad-based content having people pay out of their pockets directly for it is questionable, then advertising is probably your best option. If you have content that is highly valuable, that people are willing to, you know, break open their wallets for, that could be just as successful. You may not have as wide a reach, but so what? You know, it's like anything else. If your revenues are greater than your cost of goods, you know, if your revenues are greater than your cost of goods and your operating model, you've got a business. So there's no magic bullet.
So really, it's just about a lot of hard work and diligence and self promotion and all the things that are involved in any other business.
Exactly. I think that you have to be smart and know how to analyze your business. And you have to be willing to experiment.
All right, well, John, everybody should go check out On Digital Media, and thanks for your time.
Thank you. And you can find that at odmcast.com.
Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.